The suicide death of 17-year-old transgender teen Leela Alcorn in 2014 put a spotlight on the issue of conversion therapy. It led Cincinnati Council to ban the practice within the city, and at least 11 states have instituted bans as well. A new documentary looks at life after Alcorn's death. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Leela Alcorn left behind a note asking for acceptance for people who are transgender. Fix society, she pleaded. Chris Fortin took up that mission, starting a litter cleanup program along I-71, where a sign stands in Alcorn's memory. His work is highlighted in the new documentary, Leela's Highway. He thinks viewers will be touched.
We talked to so many local Cincinnati people who are involved in the transgender community, and we talk about how we can move forward, and people are going to be informed, they're going to be moved, they're going to be reminded who Leela was.
The 24-minute short film premieres this evening at the Cindependent Film Festival. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.